Would everyone please rise for the flag salute?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open Public Meeting Act, Sunshine Law. This meeting of the Bass River Township Planning Board is being held in conformance with the Open Public Meetings Act. This notice was published in the Atlantic City Press and the Beacon on December 30th, 2023, and given to the municipal clerk, posted on the bulletin board in the municipal building and on the township website. Can I have a roll call, please? Ms. Cope.
Mr. Capiglione.
Here.
Ms. Rufo.
Here.
Mr. Neuweiler.
Here.
Mr. Steele. Ms. DeLois.
Here.
Mr. Allen. Ms. Spagnola. Ms. Adams. Ms. Crawley.
Here.
Thank you.
At this time, I'd like to read. Since the development application involves a DVAT variance, the commissioners on the Joint Land Use Board were not statutory eligible to participate in the application. Accordingly, they did not appear at the public hearing on the Maple River LLC development application.
I believe that would include me.
That includes you.
All right. So the only thing I'd like to say before I leave is that the last municipal building meeting, it seemed to be a little bit of confusion as to whether there is or there is not an appeals board.
Yeah.
What it is, because of the statement I had when I was sitting up there, is that there was not an appeals board.
That's correct.
Then if there's not an appeals board, yeah. Why am I leaving?
You don't have to leave. I just thought. Well, you're not eligible to vote on the resolution.
I understand so. That, but I was under the impression.
Oh, but you, if you want to stick around, that's fine.
No, it's a little
fine.
Late for that.
the only reason we needed a fifth member to.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about is that we were led to believe that because with the possibility of there being an appeals board necessitated by the failure to pass here, that there could be an appeals method. And based on that circumstances, Debbie and myself had to leave. Is that correct or incorrect?
The way of stating it is no, the commissioners cannot participate on any D variances.
Okay, thank you.
Across
because,
the board.
Because had I been allowed to stay, I did have three issues I would have brought up. I just wanted to make it clear because it made it look like at the last township meeting to these fine folks that we weren't doing our job. Because quite honestly, I had input, but apparently, due to the process, which I respect, this is not being disrespectful, I wasn't able to participate. In a way, I'm glad they called me here because I wanted to say this, but then I was advised that we weren't supposed to be here. The only reason I'm here is so that you have a quorum to open this up.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to be very professional. To say I'm not happy is putting it mildly.
Wait a second, Nick. Can't you stay here as a citizen?
No. Well, then if you leave, then they still won't have a quorum.
I don't understand
that. No. You needed a quorum to start the meeting.
To start the meeting.
I think that's the problem. Please don't leave.
I have to leave by law. Okay?
Yeah.
You can't flip-flop about a year or two down this process. This isn't the first ones we left. We left, we stepped out with the Patriots project over there that we had to excuse ourselves. I just wanted to make some clarifications to these fine people that we, to our best of our knowledge, you know me, I take this personally, was doing what I was told to do and not just trying to ignore them.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Okay, and just to provide a little more legal clarification to the public, this is a combined land use board, which means you hear planning board applications where the use is permitted and D variance applications where the use is not permitted. In many towns, you have a separate board. You have a zoning board and you have a planning board. When you have a town that has two separate boards, the commissioners or the members of the governing body do not sit on the zoning board side of it. They only sit on the planning board. When you have a joint board, it's a little confusing because it's a 9-member board, but when there's a D variance application before a joint land use board, the two commissioners have to step down. They're not even allowed to sit on the application, and it becomes a seven-member zoning board. And that's what happened with the Maple River. It was a use variance application, a D1 variance, and that's why the members of the commissioners couldn't participate. The second legal issue is we just did a total revamping of the zoning ordinance last year, and it was passed. And there was, and even prior to the adoption of the new zoning ordinance, the old zoning ordinance contained no provision allowing approval of use variances to be appealed to the commissioners. In order for the commissioners to hear an appeal, there has to be an ordinance in place allowing for that appeal, and Fast River doesn't have that. And most municipalities, quite frankly, probably 90% of them don't have them. So that's that. I hope that provides some clarification on things.
So if someone said that they were not allowed to be at the meeting because they are the appeal board.
Well, that's irrelevant because there's no right of appeal anyway. So, and they weren't allowed allowed to sit on the D variance application anyway. They couldn't sit on it anyway.
Right, but if somebody actually said we were not allowed to be there to vote on it because we are the appeal board, then that person lied to the town.
No, it just means they gave the wrong reason. They were right for not participating. They just gave the wrong reason.
Okay, misspoke again.
Okay, so that's.
I just want to say something too.
Yeah.
I found these pair of Chinese thumb handcuffs on the floor over there.
Okay.
I don't know who they were. But
they hold the chairs together.
Is you?
Yeah. Okay. The last point of clarification I want to give the board is the board voted on the application. So the decision on the merits is final. The only thing left is dotting the I and crossing the T, which is the board has to memorialize its decision by resolution and give the reasons for their vote. And that's what the hearing tonight is. It's strictly administrative. It's not a second public hearing to reconsider the original vote. That's not permitted. The only time that's permitted is if there's fraud, and there wasn't any fraud. So, on the part of the applicant. Yes?
So the people that were on the board that voted yes are the ones that should be giving an explanation, correct?
In the resolution. It's a collective decision. One person's vote is not binding on the whole. It's the resolution which the board is going to vote on collectively. The reasons in the resolution is the board's decision. It's a collective decision, not a single person decision.
Okay. So
there's
you have the decision already.
Yeah, well, the decision.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
The resolution to be adopted. Resolution 2024-10, Maple River, LLC, 11 North Maple Avenue.
Cindy, hold on a second.
I'm sorry.
What you have to understand is we don't vote by our feelings. We vote by the law. Well, I have to.
The law's not always right.
We're talking about the law.
It's not always fair. And that works.
I disagree with you.
What's the sense of a vote if it's a law? That doesn't
exactly.
make any sense.
We don't
sense.
Have a choice. They meet the requirements.
They didn't meet the requirements. It's not conforming. It's a residential area.
That's
you allowed them to change it. You didn't
yes.
have to allow that.
Right.
That's what a variance procedure is for. Is
then we shouldn't have granted the variance. Why did we grant the variance?
Because you don't want a $750,000 judgment like what happened
well, you know
in
what?
Another
Why don't we just spare of all lawsuits and anybody can do anything they want?
Exactly.
I sat on that board
that's
for 12 years.
For discrimination.
We had lawsuits the whole time.
And
you
anyway.
Just don't fight them because, oh, somebody went
down.
Through it. Maybe we can make
down
different rules.
Didn't right. even try to fight it. You just laid
you
down.
You rolled over.
They
yeah.
came in with
you
the case law and you laid down. You all hid behind the counter.
Absolutely.
Okay, all right.
You didn't even show the committee you were going to try. You just laid right down. Don't be ashamed of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Try to build a house back in the day here. You got a ringer.
Yep.
People took you to the
Unbelievable. Carl Horns, I'd get the variance to move this chair to put in the half.
Right, correct. Or put up a vegetable stand.
Everybody comes in now.
You laid down.
Okay.
Can I continue?
No, we're all not happy, so.
We're all
I understand. I do understand that you're upset. We're just following the rules.
You just made the statement. There was nothing else said other than we were the $750,000 lawsuit.
Well,
We can't.
That is not a reason.
If they come before us with all their I's dotted and their T's crossed, we can't say no just because we don't want it. No, we can't. Because it's the law. We've taken an oath.
Where did you get your law degree, sir?
Where did you get your law degree, sir? Don't start with that stuff.
I represent about 10 municipal boards in the state.
That is a put down, and I'm not going to put up with it. Where did you get your right to speak to the community? Who the heck are you anyway?
Right, and where are you from?
That is, you bring that kind of stuff up again.
I live in Chemung.
Well, there you go. You don't live here.
Okay. All right.
Don't you dare bring that up.
We're going to move on, please.
Try not to speak if you don't have a law degree.
All right, I'm going to say it.
Maple River LLC, 11 North Maple Avenue, Block 56, Lots 36 and 37. Use variance approval and preliminary and final major site plan approval to permit renovations of the former public elementary school to a private religious boarding school with dormitories. Use restrictions of 35 full-time students, 7 daytime students, and 3 staff.
Yeah, so we just need a motion. Anyone who voted, well, I believe everyone here is eligible to vote on the resolution.
We need a motion to approve the...
Make a motion to approve the...
Do we have a second?
Second.
Carrie. Can I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Cope. Mr. Capriglione, Ms. Ruffo,
yes.
Mr. Neuweiler,
yes.
Mr. Steele, Ms. DeLois,
yes.
Mr. Allen, Ms. Spagnola, Ms. Adams, Ms. Crawley,
yes.
Thank you.
Did the members read the minutes from the last meeting?
Yes.
I need a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Second.
Mary and Bob. Okay, at this time we will have public comment. It will be 3 minutes per person. Yes, Mr. Adams.
Rick Adams, 20 Loveland Lane. You just approved minutes, and in the minutes there was supposed to be some corrections. Were they corrected?
Is that for me?
Yeah, it was for somebody.
Bonnie was asked to, when she was here tonight, to bring that up, if there were any corrections. That
she brought it up to you?
She absolutely did, sir, and I replied to her through an email that she should come to the meeting and bring it before the board so that it is on record, and she is not here today.
So you approved minutes that were not, everything was not in those minutes.
She did not put it on the record.
They were not in the minutes, what she quoted in that meeting. They were not in the minutes.
Well,
I read the minutes.
Okay.
It's not okay. Minutes are minutes.
Okay.
When you take minutes, you're supposed to, I think.
Sir, I put 12 pages of minutes. I'm sure I did a good job.
Well, first off, the minutes, you know, the minutes are required under the Open Public Meetings Act, right? You know what their essential purpose is? If something happens to the tape and we lose the transcript of the public hearing, the minutes are a backup. They have no legal significance at all. The only possible use of them are for political reasons. That's That's the only purpose of the minutes.
So all the meeting, what you're saying is the entire transcript is on, is recorded.
It speaks for itself.
Correct.
Yeah.
Do we have any? Sense.
It should be written in the way it's supposed to be then.
And it works. Well, the whole,
would you debate one to the other?
The answer to the question is if someone filed an appeal of a judge's decision, the judge is not going to look at the minutes. The judge is going to read every word from the transcript of the hearing.
Everything looked pretty good in the minutes, except for the one person that was debating her vote. That's the only thing that wasn't in the minutes. That don't make sense to me.
What we could do is if she can identify the change and show where it is in the transcript, we can do amended minutes.
Okay,
out of fairness to our secretary, I mean, the board has to make that decision. And if she can specify where it's inaccurate and cite it in the transcript, we can do amendment. That's not a big deal.
When she's here at the next meeting,
do that. Yeah. Well, I mean, not stuck.
Does anybody else have any comments, questions? Yes, sir.
Yes, I do. Mel Robertson, 124 North Maple Avenue. This approval, I believe this gentleman here, I'm not trying to put you on the spot.
Yeah, you,
I think I ever heard you say, correct me if I'm wrong, that disapproval for these 35 kids, is if they come before you again, it's a whole new thing.
Correct.
Correct.
And they may not get that approval.
Correct.
Depending on what they ask for. I mean,
but you as a lawyer,
yeah,
their disapproval they would use against you if you denied them for more explanation.
It's sort of like a cup. When the cup filleth over, that's when you say no. From a land use perspective.
Well, so initially they wanted 150 some students. So they're 18 years old. They're going to live there for 3.5 years, correct? Isn't that what that gentleman said?
Yes.
Do they declare residency? Can they vote here?
Oh, that's a good one.
Can they vote?
In all likelihood, if they have parents and they're 18 to 21, the parents will want to keep them on their tax returns. So they're.
No.
They're
oh, I don't think so.
They have to register.
No, no, no.
That's a very good
point.
But
my point is.
Yeah.
Can we have quiet, please?
Do you want our message to read right? You got to talk one person.
Okay. My point is, I understand what he's saying about, I mean, I have this. But I'm looking at what the real end game is here.
Correct. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm.
So if they're 18 years old, they live there continuously for 3.5 years. I believe, I'm no lawyer, that they can register to vote. Mm-hmm.
And they can buy a house down the street.
Well, anybody can buy a house down the street, but by living there, they can vote in a local election. They can run somebody for election. Mm-hmm. And if they get the 150 people that they want there eventually, think about what they could do to your local election.
We can just change the name of the council.
Yeah, that's what we could do. Yeah,
Lakewood
number two.
Am I correct in that or not? Or whatever.
I'm not an accountant, and I'm not an election law.
I mean, when a child goes to college, do they register to vote in the town that they're at? No.
I have a 24-year-old in Florida.
Quiet, please.
He's still registered to vote in New Jersey because he's on my tax return, and he comes home in the summer.
Well, I think this is all beyond taxes myself. No. So I just was curious if they would be able to vote. Because I don't think that this is the end of this.
As citizens, like they got their vote somewhere now.
Right, I understand that.
So, I mean.
But a concentrated effort by people.
Yeah, humans do that.
That's right.
Do we have any other questions or public comments? Yes, ma'am.
Stacey Charles, Stage Road. Can you tell me, you know, everybody's talking about this appeal. The appeal does not come to the municipality. The appeal has to go to New Jersey Superior Court?
Correct.
Okay, so if
Most likely, it also could be filed in federal district court, but I don't see any federal district court issues. So.
Okay, so if an appeal is made, let's say I make the appeal.
Yes.
I make the appeal, and the appeal is overturned.
You mean the appeal is successful?
The appeal is successful.
Okay.
You as the board, you have to abide by that, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So then Maple River has the opportunity to say, I'm going to sue you?
No.
I'll sue you.
Explain that, please.
They have an approval. If it's appealed by third parties and if a court overrules the approval, then it depends on what final outcome the court ruled. The court could remand it back for further hearings. The court could just let out reverse the board's approval, and the applicant's left with nothing. That would not give them a right to sue, though, because the decision came from a court, not from the board. Now, in my humble legal opinion, I think anybody who would spend a dollar challenging the approval of what's an obviously inherently beneficial use under the case law, and one where you have a school that has the capacity for 180 students and only 42 students are going to be there with no cars, I can't see any scenario where the land use justification for denial would have any support. It just doesn't. I mean, this is a land use board. We can only consider land use considerations in our ordinance. The fear of who's going to take over your elections, that's not a land use issue. This board has no jurisdiction.
I'm not concerned about my election at this point.
Yeah.
And you can correct me if I'm incorrect on this, but yeah. Do we not have on our books, our laws in Bass River that state, number one, dormitories are not permitted in the residential zone. Is that correct?
Yeah, but...
No, not yet, but I just answered my question.
The point you're misunderstanding is the use variance application mechanism, which is in the land use law, deals for anything that's not a permitted use in your town. That anyone has a right to pursue the application. And if they get the approval, they're entitled to it. I mean, that's what a variance is it's an exception to the rules.
I understand that. But there were, I believe the board as a whole could have come up with more than one thing to A, postpone it to another month, number one, and B, to do more homework to say that this is not permitted. Because the bottom line was a lawsuit is not the right answer. Somebody didn't do their job. And quite frankly, I'm going to look at you because you're the brains of.
That's fair for you to think that because I understand that not everyone from the public practices law in this area, and you don't know the law, and you just know that from a gut feeling this feels wrong to you.
That there's a law on our books that says dormitories are not permitted. There's a law on the books that says it's a school, and when it's vacant for X amount of time, it reverts back to the zone in which it resides.
Yeah, I was there. You were there at the meeting. I asked those questions. They brought it up. Their lawyer answered it.
That's their lawyer.
It's in the minutes exactly.
You know what to do? Get a second opinion. Can a board reject to even hear an application for a use variance? Because a use variance is essentially allowing something that's not permitted by your zoning. You have a right to apply for it.
We have zones in Bass River that would allow them to come in and do what they want to do. The board could have said,
With the other zones, yes.
There are other zones that are available for them, yes, to come into Bass River and do what they want to do. Right. The residential zone was not a place for it, and the board could have said that. We welcome you as long as you go to a zone that is allowable for them.
See, here's the wrinkle with that argument. I would have used it, but for the fact that it's inherently beneficial use. Inherently beneficial use.
No.
You don't understand. Here's the part you guys have not been practicing law for 30 years.
Listen, quiet.
Inherently beneficial use doesn't have to go into those kinds of proofs. They don't, all that, essentially, it's inherently beneficial, it serves the public good. That's what the courts have ruled.
Give me one thing that they could do that would be good for us.
It's broader education or religion. And there's a federal law that's called RLUIPA. Religion. Local land use boards cannot impose burdens or restrictions on the use of religion.
We could have given them a place to go in a zone that is allowed without not giving them the RLUIPA. We could have done that. No, we couldn't.
You understand they own the building. They already invested in the building.
Which I feel they didn't do their due diligence when they purchased, because the application says city water and city sewer. That was not correct.
Well, they bought it. They already made the expenditure. I think they already locked in on that site. Yeah.
It's their due diligence is where they fail, because they didn't look into it enough.
That's
if we don't get what we want, we're going to sue you.
Right.
They should have just opened the door and said, "Where's our approval? If you don't give it, we're suing."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am telling you, if the use was not inherently beneficial, the fact that there are other can I speak? You interrupt me, I let you speak, I don't interrupt. In situations where there's other zoning districts that allow a use, you can deny a use variance, except for inherently beneficial uses. You can't use that reasoning or logic. And that's in the case law.
You keep saying that. What benefit? We're asking a simple question.
Do you want me to post it on? I'll give it to our secretary. We'll post it on the website, and then you can go ask for a second opinion.
I don't need to ask a second opinion. That's your job.
It is my job. I did my job.
No.
You did.
Quiet.
Even at the last meeting, the question was,
quiet.
What is the benefit that this town can
receive
from these people being here? And you haven't answered it.
Excuse me.
This meeting. I'm asking him. He's the attorney. That's what I'm asking him. At the last meeting, I asked
the benefiting party is not Bass River Township. It's the state of New Jersey.
New Jersey gonna
That's the consideration. That's what the courts focus on. It's beneficial to New Jersey to allow religious-type uses and schools, education, either or.
Okay, so what benefit does this...
I'm telling you, if it was Rutgers University and they wanted to open a branch in Bass River, I would say that's inherently beneficial.
But Rutgers lets anybody in. This is not. This is a private religious organization. And I'm only asking you now, I'll forward it to the
well,
state.
Now they addressed that at the meeting. Maple River addressed the fact that it is not a closed thing, that anybody can apply.
Oh, sure we can.
You can apply if that's your choice, just like becoming a Catholic or anything else. If you choose that, that's your choice.
It doesn't even matter. The fact that it's religious and educational, that's all they need to be declared inherently.
I see.
That's been since 1700.
You were around then, I know.
Are there any more comments?
Yes, I have one more.
Raise
Van Orden.
Your first name, sir, and your address, please.
William Van Orden, capital V-A-N, space, capital O-R-D-E-N.
Your address, please.
5881 Route 9. Do I have to swear in?
No.
Not this meeting.
It's not a hearing.
It's not meeting. Okay, we're losing this town, okay? I did a lot of checking on the ordinances in this town, and my neighbor, whose name I'm not going to mention, is in a residential area doing what he wants too, okay? Commercial things that are going on over the fence, that's been allowed too. And now we got this here because the state says we have to do it. All I'm telling you is that people come into this town, and they go into an area that's not even for what they're doing, and they're doing it. And I'm just watching the collapse. I moved
well,
into
you're state. More than welcome right, to go to the zoning.
You're interrupting me now, so you don't like that? I don't like it either, see? Okay. So all I'm saying is that what's happening over there, what's happening over here, when I moved here, they gave me the hardest time just for the septic system being 8 inches different from what the county. The county said it was fine. I spoke to them. 2 or 3 people on the board, lucky it was a majority thing, didn't want me to get an approval because the perk wasn't up to township standards, not the county standard. The county, the guy told me it was fine. So now you're telling me the state says we have to do it or it's going to be beneficial to the state. All I'm telling you, we're losing this town, and you people aren't helping these people from losing it. Going down the tubes. It's not the same town that we bought in 20 years ago. It's not.
Are there any other comments? If not,
yes, sir. Yes. May I comment one more time?
Yes, sir.
Mel Robertson. I understand exactly what you're saying about I shouldn't be bringing up about the voting. But the votes, it's been done. I just think that people ought to be aware. And I'm going to say, Lakewood, you go back and talk to the people up there. It started little steps at a time. You know, you and I talked. They've taken Lakewood over. Mm-hmm. And if you don't think they've got an end game here to take this over with, please.
Especially when they
you know they're trying to buy other property and stuff.
$5 million.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All
right.
I talked
to some. Yeah.
Okay.
I guess
to buy
whatever.
Whatever.
So you're
going to
sell out for
the money? Yeah.
Well, you think they're
going to
give me $5 million?
It's going to go down.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. I need a motion to
close. They buy high. Take over and the price is poor.
Yeah.
I have to have that. You got to move to Shimon where he was on
something.
Yeah, right. I didn't do a roll call. But then I know we wanted to table it.
I'm
familiar
with the I know you guys.
Yes, sir.
18 North Maple Avenue. I object to the fact that people are trying to make this a religious thing. It's not a religious thing. Whether we're Buddhists or Catholics or Lutherans or whatever the heck in there, it's not a boarding school. We understand that it's already done. We don't know why it was done. And I really, really feel that if that's the best advice you can get from your attorney. If your attorney isn't working on your behalf, if you can't say to your attorney, this is what we want to do. How can we do that legally? If you can't do that, if your attorney is running the show, you need a different attorney.
Thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Harry Mason, God, he said, right?
Can I have a motion to close the public comment?
What about Cousin Bean?
We need a motion to close the minute, the public comment.
Anybody else?
No.
Motion to close.
I'll second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
So there's nothing. Is there anything to come before the board?
Any new business?
Any discussion? Mr. Abrams.
I just need.
Oh, Mr. Abrams. That's okay. If you would stand, tell us your name and address, and then explain to us what you. Okay, and.
Well,
what question?
My son wants to build a house on the other acre we got, and I need to see if I can move the property lines
So are you looking to do what's
move across so you 1 acre in the back, 1 acre in the front.
Okay, so basically you own two adjoining lots and you just want to move the lot line between the two lots?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing? That's called a lot line adjustment. It's a minor subdivision. So you'd have to make an application to the board here and seek a minor subdivision.
Okay.
Is it just an acre on each piece?
Yes, there's, well, I got 2.25 acres supposedly, and they run long ways, and I want to cut them this way so he could be in the back. If not, then I got to move my half over.
You would need to get someone to prepare a subdivision of plans, most likely an engineer or surveyor, and seek their advice on where to put the line, because where you want to put the line, you don't want, if you can do it in a way that meets the ordinance, that's a lot easier than coming in and seeking a variance, but it's doable.
But is that possible?
However you divide it, fire engines have to have access to both properties.
All they do is they can get in there easy.
Okay.
If not, I got a swimming pool.
Don't know. I'm not going to start that. You can answer that. That's the main thing.
Chico, are you in an area where it is a 1 acre zone?
What's that?
Are you in the area where it is a 1 acre zone?
That is an important question.
Yeah, I know. I think that was okay that way.
Okay, that would be the first thing I would check, is to make sure that you have enough acreage to subdivide and that you'll have enough.
Yeah, I mean, you can always move the line. You might need variance relief. It's a question of where you draw the line.
They're not being fair to this gentleman.
Can we have quiet, please?
Yeah, I just want to take, instead of 2 acres going this way, well, it's already subdivided, but I wanted to cut them this way so we have an acre in the back, an acre in the front.
Does the lot in the back, will it have road access? It's got to have road access.
Yes.
Okay. It's doable.
But I would still look into all of those things first to make sure.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Well, I actually have an application for a similar thing. I want to do a lot line adjustment with my neighbor. I'm buying part of his property in a large yard. I'm getting a survey. Is there anything else the board's going to need besides the new survey?
The application,
the subdivision plan. Yes,
I'm getting the survey done right now. I got the application today, but I wanted to ask if there was anything additional.
Just make sure on the application, make sure the neighbor has to sign the application because they're consenting to the application.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's got enough land to.
He's got 200 feet.
Well, how many acres does he have? And how many are you going to end up with?
I'm only getting
15
feet.
Right? Oh, yeah. Okay.
So I don't have to come for a variance for something along with that.
Yeah. Because, if you know what I'm saying, if you took, say, a half acre, and he only had a half acre left, then he would be non-compliant.
Right. That's what I said. Thank you.
One more thing, and then the fly will be out of the ointment tonight. Okay, let's just say they want to expand now. And they have the property to expand.
Well, they have to come before us to make any changes.
I know they do. I would have to if I wanted to expand.
No, they don't.
They don't what? They don't have the property to expand. Do they have the right to change the building inside to have 100 people living there?
No.
Not at this
time.
Not
without this board's approval.
Not at this time. Is the building, can the building go from little kids in that school, what was there, 100 and something kids in there? I don't know. Jack, you know?
181 kids.
Was in the peak year, 180.
What year was that?
The peak
Carl Swanstein, and when he was on the board,
in the 80s.
So would there be a limit on how many dorms can be made into that school?
Oh, sure.
It depends on facts like what is the capacity of the septic, where are they going to run into problems where you have too many users for the septic, and that's really not even this board's call. It's the County Board of Health and the Pinelands.
And they're not over that hump yet.
How? One other thing.
How big is the property that they've purchased, size-wise, lot size? Is it an acre?
Four.
Oh, it's 4 acres. Four acres.
Four. It was on the application. Four.
Yeah, it's like four.
And how much land is taken up by the school and the parking lot?
About
2 acres?
Half.
About 2 acres, yeah, between the parking lot and the school. So they got about 2 acres to play with. And that includes a septic out there.
Yeah,
and then they have a well, too, somewhere.
Yeah, of course. Those are all infrastructure things that I increased. I put hard to make sure. And you were there at the meeting. I know you heard me talking. You know, so they have to have...
Listening.
Well, that's also true.
That's true. But I'm honest.
One, that's good. So they have to have that inspected. If they can get approval to use it, if first they get approval, then they're going to have to inspect it every year, not every 3 years. We have that as part of the resolution.
I'll tell you what.
There can't be any overflows.
When I sell my house, I'll come to the last meeting and say goodbye. I'll make sure I come in and say goodbye.
This time, can we have a motion for adjournment?
Second.
All in favor?
I made a motion. Good for you. Second one. All right. She's brand new. Good for you.
Yeah.